I'm talking to Pip Brown. Lady Hawk is on the phone. Are you in London at the moment again?
Hi, I am indeed.
We spoke a couple of months ago. It was like an announcement for Splendor, but it was like one of those weird Skype-style things that they filmed so they could get up on YouTube.
And that was so funny.
The funny and slash sad thing was that we did this whole like 7 minutes, and then the people who work in the building that houses the technology forgot to press record.
There was some funny stuff in that 7 minutes too.
There was especially we were talking about the video to Sunday Drive, and the dude who did the cinematography. I'm going to make you say this for the third time. What was it about the cinematography guy for the Sunday Drive video clip? What's his other big claim to fame?
He's a horror kind of guy, and he did the Human Centipede 2. He's a really, really interesting guy, though. Really, really awesome.
I'm talking to Pip Brown, Lady Hawk. You have a brand new album, which comes out at the end of the week, called Anxiety. And it has, it's fair to say, taken a fair while. Who can we blame? Who's the one person we can put the blame in for the hold-up?
I would say you can blame me.
Hadn't you finished recording it last year?
Yeah, I actually did finish. I finished it quite a long time ago. Just a lot of stuff happened and had to get the mixes right, and I moved back over here, so then I had to do all the promo, and I don't know, the dates just weren't right. The label needed more time for the build-up and all that jargon.
Yeah, and there's the international currency conversion rates and the time difference, the international date line. Like, you can see how it would take
a while. Exactly. Meanwhile, I'm going grey. Hurry up.
Well, it's out very soon. I was very lucky to get a copy of the album last week, and the very first track on the album, we're going to listen to it right now, is called Girl Like Me. This is it on Triple J, Lady Hawk on the line from London. For a girl like me. Oh, Triple J, that is Girl Like Me from the album Anxiety by Lady Hawk, and Pip Brown is on the phone. And tell us about where this was recorded. It was recorded in France in a tower.
Yeah, most of it was, yeah. Some of it was done in London and a couple of songs were done in New Zealand. But, yeah, the majority of it was done at Pascal's place in the south of France, which is...
It was actually like a medieval tower.
What it is it's a little village of about 500 people max, and it still has the original medieval ramparts all the way around the village. You know, they have the towers in where obviously the guards and stuff used to hang out, and Pascal's place is in one of the towers and a little section of the ramparts. It's so cool.
And not only is it such an amazing looking and a traditional historic sort of place, but you'd also be the first people to see if there were any invaders coming and you could prevent them.
Exactly, and there's a little lookout point right by the studio where the guards used to like stand, and you can see the whole land for miles, so I could definitely see if there were invaders.
Wow. How did that affect the songwriting and the recording?
I think it kept me focused because there was literally nothing to do. So I can't speak French, you know. There's nothing to do except make music. So that's all I did.
Which you absolutely did. And I read that you recorded the instruments yourself, and there was something really special about the drum kit that you used in this tiny town.
Do you mean that it was crap?
maybe that was it. Yeah, that was it.
I recorded the drums in New Zealand, and they were really... It was just a, you know, crappy drum kit. Just put tea towels over everything and then set up all these really old vintage microphones all around the room. And then Pascal just recorded me playing the drums for about an hour. And then that was basically the bed.
Wow.
The whole album.
So yeah. When we're hearing the drums and all these songs, we're actually hearing tea towels as well.
A few tea towels, yeah.
That's awesome.
Wood-fitting tea towels.
Let's listen to an example. That is great that is tea towels on those drums.
That's why the toms sound so boxy.
I reckon you've stumbled onto something genius because they sound great.
We ran it through an electronic drum kit, and each part of the electronic drum kit, it would trigger the corresponding part of the crappy drum kit. So I could sit at the electronic drum kit in France and play the crappy old kit that I played in New Zealand.
Wow, that's technology. But I was playing that bit as well, because not just the sound of the drums, but the guitars as well. Like, there are so many guitars and crazy guitar tones on here. I know you talked to Tom and Alex a few months ago about the big muff pedal on Black and White and Blue. But what else is going on? Because I know that you love playing the guitar. What other crazy guitar stuff's going on?
Running it through the big muff, the Russian big muff, and through Sans Amp, and through a little tiny pedal called a Hypertac, which is literally the size of my little finger. Not as thin, it's like kind of thick, but the lengthwise.
like a toe size.
Yeah, it's a really small pedal. Looks like you could just crush it with your foot, but it puts out a really cool sound. And a pedal that Pascal has that he, I think some guy made on the internet and sent it to him. It's called like a cheese box or something, and it's literally just stainless steel box that sounds like a cheese grater when you're playing it. That's cool. The only way to describe it, but yeah.
And do you have all these pedals in your arsenal now for when you play live?
Yeah, I couldn't bear to use my old Russian big muff because it's too precious and I don't want it to break, so I got an 80s one instead, and so I'm travelling with the 80s one. What will people think of me?
It's another little track from Lady Hawk's new album, Anxiety, and Pip Brown is on the phone. I saw that you went and saw Scissor Sisters on the weekend and were hanging out with them.
Oh my God, I had the best, that was like the best night I've had in such a long time.
What made it so good?
Their show was incredible, like, they put on a good show.
Did Jake Shears get nude? Because last time I saw him was at Splendor in the Grass, as a matter of fact, and he was very nude by the end of the show.
He had an amazing outfit on, like, he was wearing chaps, and, like, under the chaps, instead of having, like, pants under the chaps, he just had undies under the chaps.
Leaving little to the imagination, as he loves. I saw you tweeting at him, and you said, let's have a kiki. Now, what is a kiki, please, Pip?
They have this new song called Let's Have a Kiki, and they told me it's like a old school drag queen term for Let's Have a Party.
Oh.
It's just like, let's have a party, let's have some fun. So that's
And you did. You did have a kiki.
I had a kiki. It was an awesome kiki.
Excellent. All right. Well, you also have a new album. It's called Anxiety. And this is, Anxiety is, apart from being a title for an album, it's something that you actually have had to deal with, as do many people. Do you have a tip, like a physical trick to help you in these times of anxiety?
People always say the breathing thing, and I know the breathing thing is probably the best thing, but when I have really bad anxiety, I can't breathe properly no matter how hard I try. So I do stupid things, like I carry around, this is really nerdy, but I carry around a Vicks inhaler and I just sort of sniff it. And it soothes me a little bit. And sometimes I'll press a pressure point between my thumb and finger, which is supposed to do good things as well. And I don't know, sometimes I just have to go and be by myself as well.
Which might be difficult when you're, you know, sort of travelling on the road to, you know, promote yourself.
Yeah, literally never happens.
Yeah, right. So the inhaler and the pressure point are the ones that are going to have to
work. The inhaler, I literally have one for each nostril.
Good. If anyone at customs is listening, this is fine. These are medicinal. It's all fine.
It is very, yep.
In that song, Anxiety, you know, you're asking someone or something to take you for a ride. And there's actually a bit of driving on this album because there's a Sunday drive as well. What is it about driving or being... Oh, you haven't thought about that before? Being taken somewhere?
Now that you pointed out, yeah, that was completely... Maybe I've always loved the good driving song. I'm not a very good passenger, but I do enjoy driving.
What's your favourite music to listen to when driving? What's your favourite driving song?
Maybe like a lot of American rock is really good driving music, like Don't Fear the Reaper is a good one.
Blue Oyster Cult.
Sort of Toto or like Boston or something. More of a feel.
Very good. Well, I can't wait for you to come out. You are going to be here, getting here at pretty much the end of June for River Sessions, and then a whole bunch of shows in the second half of July, and then Splendor in the Grass. I want to see these songs live, and I want to see that tiny little pedal as big as a small finger. And I'm going to play, this is definitely the slowest song on the album, and maybe the slowest song that you've written. I don't know, it's Cellophane. Would that be the slowest song you've written?
I thought you were going to say the slowest song ever made.
We've got the people from Guinness Book of World Records right here. We want to congratulate you. No, it's a great tune. What's it like writing a slow song like this?
I enjoyed it. Like, I didn't really think about it at the time, and afterwards I was like, oh yeah, that's pretty slow. But I think it, you know, it fits him nicely with the record.
And here it is right now on Triple J. Pip Brown, thanks heaps for chatting to us, and we'll see you at the end of June.
No worries, thank you.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.